Welcome to Unawards Round 3, Final Round. This guidance contains background to the awards, award details, eligibility, priorities, assessment and decision-making process, and a copy of the application questions. Unlimited Theatres Unawards. After 25 years producing new work for national and international audiences, Unlimited Theatre embarked on a new chapter to create more opportunities for emerging and mid-career organisations and artists. Our grant, named Unawards, were each inspired by key milestones in Unlimited's history and aimed to enable greater collaboration, experimentation and inclusive practice for artists and creatives. We wanted to support the next generation of theatre makers and, in our retirement, leave a lasting legacy that enabled creatives and audiences to embark on inspirational journeys that they may not have otherwise been able to do. During 2024 and 2025, we successfully supported 10 companies in each of the Unawards Round 1 and 2, awarding £50,000 through these three separate strands. Starting Out, which was a small capital programme. Unlab, a creative retreat, offered creative retreats to begin and imagine projects. And Unlock, which was used to enhance and lever additional support for a project ready for production. We are delighted to be able to fund one final round. And for round three, we will focus only on Unlab, the strand of Unawards that has demonstrated the greatest need and that is at the very heart of everything Unlimited Theatre stood for. We will make two awards of up to £5,000 each. Applications can be made by organisations from anywhere in the UK between the 23rd of February and the 31st of March 2026. Jay Spooner, founding member, said, "I've had the deep pleasure and privilege to work with so many wonderful people at Unlimited for over 27 years. I'm incredibly proud and happy that we can create and leave this positive legacy. We've always said our mission is to help change the world even a little bit for the better. I hope our past work has done that, and that these awards will continue that mission for artists and audiences well into the future." One of our previous Unlab grant recipients said, "The chance to retreat into a space of discussion, experimentation and artistic play has been invaluable. It has allowed us to push boundaries, challenge assumptions about accessibility, and refine our approach in ways that feel authentic and impactful." Award details. Unlab. Two awards of up to £5,000 each. For many years, a major part of our process in making new work was to retreat, to find somewhere remote where we could escape from the daily pressures of our lives and other projects and just be together. It was a time for us as artists to dream, to share, to interrogate ideas at the earliest stage of their infancy, to begin the process of imagining what we might make next. We came away from that time refreshed, excited, and closer to each other as friends and artists, and with exciting plans for what we would do next. This was our laboratory. We called it Unlab. This award is for artists at any stage of their career working within an arts producing organisation to retreat and begin to imagine what their next project is. Please do not apply for support for projects that are already in progress or have been through any development process. Successful awards must be spent and accounted for by the end of November 2026. Eligibility. Submission window. Applications must be submitted by 9 a.m. Monday the 23rd of February and 6 p.m. Tuesday the 31st of March 2026. We will not accept applications outside of these dates. Organisations. Applicants must not be an Arts Council England National Portfolio Organisation. Applicants must be working as part of an incorporated arts or cultural organisation. This means the organisation is registered with Companies House for the Charity Commission. For example, your organisation might be a limited company, a limited liability partnership, community interest company, or charitable incorporated organisation. Organisations must be creating work collaboratively, with at least two collaborating core artists as part of the organisation. Artists. Artists within the organisation must not be in full-time education. Art form. The regular work of the organisation must be primarily live performance. Financial. Applicants must hold a UK bank account, and that account must be in the name of the organisation. Applications. Must submit answers to all questions and within the word count, if written, or time limit, if audio or video. Note for videos. If we can hear the content, the quality of the video will not affect the assessment of your application. Please do not spend time making your video all swish and fancy. Project dates. Unlab budgets must be spent and accounted for by the end of November 2026. Previous applicants. We welcome applications from organisations that have applied before, whether successful or not. You can submit a new proposal or resubmit a previous proposal. If you wish to resubmit the same proposal as before, then we highly recommend that you consider how the context in which you are working has moved on and adapt your proposal accordingly. Please note that in our decision making, we will prioritise the following by awarding one additional assessment score for each priority met. Those priorities are either working in the north of England, so northwest, northeast, Yorkshire and Humber regions, with over 50% of work taking place. The second priority is organisations that tackle and explore themes of inclusivity, Equality Act protected characteristics and broader intersectional identities, and can evidence this in the proposal. Values. It is important to us that organisations applying to UN awards embrace our values. We believe in empathy, generosity and collaboration in partnerships, rigour, curiosity and optimism in processes, and innovation, adventure and brilliance in presentations. We have always been fiercely committed to promoting and creating equality and fairness, and to reflect the diversity of the communities that we serve in our staff, freelancers, board, UN award applicants, artistic output, and the audiences we reach. UN Limited is an actively anti-racist organisation, and we welcome, respect and value all people from all backgrounds, irrespective of their gender, sex, sexuality, race, heritage, skin colour, disability, religion, or anything else that the mainstream society considers different. We support and celebrate difference, and we expect all our trustees, staff, collaborators and UN award recipients to join us in promoting these values, to treat each other with sincere respect, to support and take care of each other, to be mindful of personal experience and circumstance, and further to bring attention to, report or call out behaviour that is hurtful, degrading or disrespectful in any way, no matter how small or unintentional those instances may be. UN Award schedule. 31st of March 2026. Applications close. 1st of April to the 2nd of June 2026. Application, assessment and decision making. Grant decisions will be communicated by the 12th of June 2026. Between June and November 2026, UN Lab retreats and evaluations will be completed. Please note, we are a small team, so depending on the number of applicants we receive, we may have to adapt to this timeline. We will let all applicants know of any changes to date as soon as we can. Copy of application questions. Here you will find a copy of the application questions for UN Lab. This is not the application form, we just want to give you the opportunity to see the questions in advance. Application forms can be accessed through our UN Awards webpage. We are a small team and therefore unable to provide individual support on applications. On the UN Awards webpage, you will find a list that we are compiling to frequently ask questions. If you have any questions that aren't already answered there, please email them to our UN Awards fund manager, Mark Hollander. His email address is mark@unlimited.earth. Mark is spelt M-A-R-K. and then we will do our best to answer and update this page. The copy of the application questions for UNLAB. Organisation name. When did you form your organisation? Organisation registration number. Registered address. Main contact name. Main contact email address. Is there a minimum of 2 collaborating artists as a regular core part of your organisation? Is this a repeat application from a previous round of UN Awards? Names of all collaborating artists that are core members of your organisation. Are any of these artists in full-time education? Do you have a UK organisation bank account? Are you an Arts Council England National Portfolio organisation? Is your regular work primarily live performance, over 50%? Does more than 50% of your work take place in the north of England, northwest, northeast, Yorkshire and Humber regions? Amount requested from UN Awards. Who are you? What do you do? Why do you do it? Max 2,400 characters written or 3 minutes audio/video. Please outline your previous production/projects over the last 5 years, including any key strategic partnerships, co-producers, research, commissioning. Max 2,400 characters written or 3 minutes audio/video. How would you use your time in UNLAB? Who would be involved? Please note, this is about what your process would be, not what the outcomes would be. Max 2,400 characters written or 3 minutes audio/video. When would you look to hold your retreat? This award is for up to £5,000. Costs for different organisations will vary depending on the number of artists involved. Please provide an outline budget of your costs for this activity and only apply for what you need. This way, we can maximise the impact of this fund for as many artists as possible. Additional information required. Links to your website and social media accounts. Please upload or link to your most recent set of audited or certified accounts. As an optional extra, you may attach one supporting document for up to 2 pages to further illustrate your organisation's work. End of document.